Here you go. Here's what being an intern's all about.
Exactly.
Go get me some coffee. But you don't drink coffee. Get it for me anyway.
Yeah, right.
The Ant Monkey Dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
A little bit warmer.
Are you?
Yeah.
We're still going back and forth down here.
So, it's been a couple weeks since we talked. Charleston had its first real snowstorm since like 1981.
Yeah.
We had, in Goose Creek where I live, we had 7 inches of snow. Which pretty much shuts down all of the, well, the Tri-Town area. So Charleston, Goose Creek, Somerville area. It was quite a spectacle watching people try to drive on ice who had never seen ice before.
Yeah.
In the little development that I live in, there's a Facebook group, of course, of nosy people, and mm-hmm. they were saying that the Goose Creek Police Department had to shut down the main road in our development because they had responded to 40 car accidents in the span of 5 hours. So it was quite the spectacle. We didn't leave this house for 3 days. When we did go out, we only went out because we pretty much ran out of food because we weren't expecting to be trapped in a house for 3 days.
Right.
There was only one road in and out that was open, which was pretty much an ice skating rink. And driving down the road with my foot on the brake and not on the gas, we were sliding all over the place. And I'm not worried about me because I've driven in snow before.
Yeah.
It's all the other idiots that are doing 30 miles an hour onto the ice that then lose control and ram into somebody else.
Ah, of course.
So for a good mile and a half, it was like serious butt pucker. Like, and then it's like, how do we get home now? Because that was a mess and they might close that road. So how do we get home? And
wow.
Yeah, it was quite fucked up.
Hmm.
So be glad you don't live in an area where it snows.
Yes. I mean, allegedly there was a dusting in Florida, but I did not see it.
Well, it was like up in like Tallahassee or something.
Yeah, Panhandle.
Yeah. And then last week, because, you know, shit, I can't go 1 week without something bad happening to me.
Oh, no.
I was the victim of fraud.
No.
I got an alert from through work. I get, I think it's LifeLock. It's either LifeLock or the other big like identity protection company, saying that there was some weird activity in my bank account.
Yeah.
So I immediately get online and there are two charges, one for $800 and one for $930 for things that I did not do.
Yeah.
Because I will admit that I am quite a frugal person when it comes to buying things.
Uh-huh.
I can talk myself out of something I actually need, let alone dropping $800-$900 on something.
Right.
So, I mean, it took me 15 years to buy a new car. So, I go to the bank and we call the fraud bureau, and not only did they make those two charges, but they also somehow changed the address on my account.
Wow.
So
what's the address changed to so you can go visit them?
Well, it's in Sebring, Florida.
Oh.
So next time I come down, we're going to have to take a ride to Sebring to this little shitty trailer park that I looked up on Google Maps.
Yeah.
And go beat the shit out of these people.
Ugh.
So, you know, they got to shut, they got to close the ATM card. And so I've been without an ATM card for going on a week now.
Ugh.
So, you know, you really become aware of how much money you spend when you don't have the card with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they credited the money back, but they were like, if we find out, you know, if our investigation finds that you actually made these, we will take the money back out.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, what do I got to do? What, like, do I got to swear on something? Do I have to send blood? What do you want? Like, I didn't make these purchases.
Right.
And it was for two places I had never heard of before. And so now I'm like, well, what if they figure, like, what if their findings say that, like, oh, the $930 one, we're not going to give you your money back for, like, that fucking sucks.
Right.
So, I called, I'm pretty sure it's LifeLock. I called LifeLock and I was telling them all the information because they want to know everything that's going on. And apparently through LifeLock, if you are signed up through whichever program, they will make sure, even if the bank says, we're not giving you that money back, they will find, like they guarantee the money back to you.
Okay.
So I'm getting the money back either way.
Can't they go back to the vendor and say this was fraudulent?
Well, I think that's what they do. And I caught it early enough to where if they had called right away, there was no way that, like, the stuff had shipped yet.
Yeah.
So they could have just stopped it there. But, you know, they're like, well, we will call you when we figure out what's going on. Well, you know, today's Martin Luther King Day, so they're not open. And they were like, it usually takes like 7 to 10 days to close a case like this. And it's like, ugh. So hopefully sometime this week I will find out whether or not I'm getting my money back.
Hmm. Now, I have had that happen to me before, but it was like minimal charges and it got reimbursed right away. But,
well, and I think that's a thing. I mean, this is $1,700.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, and I did find out that there's a skimming ring in Goose Creek, or actually the Low Country area.
Yeah.
That they're trying to get a hold of, because this is happening to everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
So do they have any idea where you got skimmed?
It had to be at one of the gas stations that I go to.
Okay. Do you not check the thing before you put your card in, make sure it's not loose or anything?
Normally I do. And,
okay.
And I can tell you the last couple of times I went, I didn't do it, whether because it was like too cold and I was just wanting to pump the gas and get back in the car.
Right.
Whatever. And I got burned. So.
Well, that blows. I mean, that's something I'm always worried about with doing more and more traveling.
Oh, yeah.
And so far, I mean, especially being in like the Caribbean and Mexico and, you know, other of Donald Trump's favorite places in the world. And so far, I've been lucky. So, knock on wood.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've always, like, I have one of those aluminum wallets that's like RFID protected.
Yeah.
And so I knew that if this was going to come from anywhere, it was going to be the few times that I ever use it around here. I mean, because everything that I do online is usually through PayPal.
Right.
You know, I won't buy something unless I have a PayPal option, because I don't want to put my credit card number into a foreign system that I don't know.
Sure.
So, you know, as soon as it happened, I was like, oh, I bet you it was a gas station thing. And then there was a report on TV about this skimming ring. And I was like, okay, this is making way more sense. And actually three other people who I work with in my department also had the same thing kind of happen to them in the past week and a half.
Ooh, really?
So yeah, I mean, it's all over fucking Low Country. We need to catch these motherfuckers.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Well, we'll run a SWAT team on them when you come down next time.
Yeah, because so I'm talking to the fraud guy and he goes, I just need to verify your phone number. And I give him my phone number and he goes, last four of your social security number, do that. Your email address, do that. And he goes, now I just need to verify your mailing address. And I give him my current one. He goes, that's not what I have. Have you moved recently? And I said, well, about a year ago, but I'm pretty sure that I changed it.
Right.
So I give him the old one. And he was like, no, I don't have that one either. So he says, go back out to your teller, and have her write it down for you. And it was Sebring, Florida. And I was like, you motherfuckers.
Wow.
So, yeah.
People suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just gets worse. Shitty people everywhere.
Well, and there's all these things that are designed to fucking, you know, protect your identity, the chips and the cards and all this other
shit. Well, they find a way around it.
And they fuck. Yeah. It's like, what the hell?
Yep.
Fucking retinal scans. It's 2017. Well, no, 2018.
Well, you know, scans. I mean, yeah, but you know, then somebody will steal your eyeball and, you know, we know that the thumb scan's not a good thing anymore because you fall asleep drunk and somebody can use your own thumb to get into your phone.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You can't use the facial ID on the new iPhones because you can fool that with a photograph.
Yay, Apple.
Yeah.
Well, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
That's not your fault.
That's horrible. Actually, it is. I'm calling you from Sebring tonight. Oh, what's my phone ringing for? Shut up. So, yeah, anyway. Enjoy the music. Here we go. Oh, they hung up.
Is that like a tubular bell version of Star Wars?
It's an ice cream truck version. And it's from Think Geek, long before they became really famous.
Ice yes. cream truck Star Wars.
Ice cream truck, yes.
Oh, you're such a nerd.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
Speaking of nerdy things.
Yes.
I have decided that I'm going to go to the horror convention that's in Charlotte this year. It's called Mad Monster Party.
Okay.
And guess who's going to be in attendance? You're probably not going to get it, so.
Jim Curry's corpse.
No.
Oh.
So I was looking at the guest list. This is the one that I 3D printed the face hugger for. Because okay. the three people from the Aliens movie was going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have them sign the back of it.
Uh-huh.
So I was looking at their list to see who they have added. And they have actually added Nick Castle. And I know you're not going to recognize that name. But
he was Michael Myers.
But he's one of the two people that cemented my love of science fiction. Because he is the director of The Last Starfighter.
Oh,
so
really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I am going to go up to him with my iPad and say, hey,
I want you to watch this. And he's like, come on, kid, get out of my way.
Well, I'm going to tell him I am the only person in the world that has ever made a Last Starfighter fan film.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show it to him.
Yeah.
And we're going to become fast friends.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
It's going to launch my career in Hollywood.
Well, remember me when.
Oh, you're coming. Don't worry. Actually, it's funny because the other three people, Brandon and Kristen and Brooke, who helped me actually shoot it, are going to be there as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Well, you can do it live.
Well, so I was sitting there and I was talking to them on Facebook through Facebook Messenger, and I was like, guess who's going to be there? I said, Nick Castle from The Last Starfighter. And they were like, that's really cool. Like, you should bring your iPad. And I was like, and then they were like, we're going to film this because you're going to be like a little kid, aren't you? It's like, probably.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not a dick. Hopefully it's not one of those don't meet your hero things. But yes, he was Mike Myers too.
Yeah.
At some point. So I'll have to see if I can videotape that for you.
That would be exciting.
You will be off on another adventure, but.
Yes. Yeah, probably. I will be getting ready to go off on another adventure.
Yeah. So it should be fun. I actually haven't been to a convention in like 3 years, 2 years.
That long?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Because we didn't go to MegaCon the 1 year because my daughter was graduating from kindergarten.
Yep.
And then last year, you were gone for MegaCon.
Yeah.
And the pipe burst for Celebration.
That's correct.
So yeah, this is coming up on 3 years that I haven't been to anything. I'm getting antsy. I'm jonesing. Jonesing for cosplay.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
I got to figure out something for Nick Castle to sign, though.
Yeah. You're not going to get an old William Shatner mask or something to have him sign that?
Actually, well, I don't know if it would show up. Last Starfighter license plate.
Oh.
From the Star Car.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't remember the movie, but the car that takes Alex Rogan to Rylos has a blue California license plate that says Rylos on it.
Ah,
and I have one of those. But I don't know if his signature would show up unless I gave him like a silver Sharpie or something.
Wow.
I don't know. This is going to be a really expensive convention for me, though.
Because of all the people you want to meet?
Yes. Finally want to meet some people.
Well, good. Good for you.
Yeah. Yepers. So, also in the last couple weeks, there's been another round of Who's a Creepy Guy in Hollywood thing going on.
Yeah. The list gets longer.
So the one that really surprised me was Stan Lee.
Yep.
I'm starting to wonder. I don't want to say the women are lying.
Yes,
but I wonder how much of it is for opportunity now. That some people are seeing that you get a lot of attention for accusing people.
Okay.
Because some of the things that Stan Lee has been accused of, I find odd.
You mean an old man harassing nurses?
Well,
really?
Well, not that, but like demanding that the nurse suck his dick.
Well, yeah.
Really? Like that? That doesn't fit any persona of Stan Lee that I've ever seen.
Right.
And I know that there's a public face and there's a private face, but I don't know. It seems very odd to me that he would be that way in private.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe once his wife died, well, I don't even know when this was supposed to have happened, but
yeah,
maybe like he just snapped and was like, you know what? I'm going to get some. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, the whole trend is very disturbing.
And then this week, Aziz Ansari had a story come out about him forcing himself on a date.
Now, see, I could see that. He looks like a creepy guy.
Why? Because you know? He's brown?
No, because he's got those weird bug eyes. You know, I don't know. I half expect him to like take his face off.
But doesn't this sound more like a case of a dude not knowing when, like being awkward and not knowing when to stop?
But I think that's what a lot of it is. And you know, and so I was thinking about this topic this weekend as I was watching another horrible episode of Saturday Night Live. And so the guest singer is this girl called Halsey.
Yeah.
And she's basically up there in her underwear. And it's like, so you want to be respected and you don't want to be objectified.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you got your cooch hanging out. And I just don't understand it. It's like, I'm not saying that she should be up there, you know, in a nun's habit or something. She's not Enya.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, so I don't get it. It's I don't want to say you're asking for it.
Yeah.
But I want to say you're giving off the wrong impression because you know, all of these 20-something music stars who are going to be gone in 6 months have this following of like 8 and 9-year-olds who think that wearing, you know, lingerie and high heels and lots of makeup and acting sexy is the normal way to be.
Right.
And that's not it. I don't get it.
Well,
make a decision.
Right. I've never heard any of Halsey's music.
I haven't either because I fast forwarded through it.
But there was, I think I saw it when I was waiting for a movie to start in a theater once, but there was one of those, like, I don't know what she was promoting, but it was her, and she introduces herself as Halsey, and she goes, and what you need to know about me is that I'm authentic. And I was like, the minute that you have to say you're authentic, you're trying too hard.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's almost become where you can't even look at a female and smile at them without being pointed at and saying, oh, he tried to rape me or something.
Sure.
Like, it's really becoming disturbing. And I don't know what the end to this is.
I don't know.
I mean, there was the weird James Franco thing after he won the Golden Globe. And then all of a sudden some girl was like, oh, remember when I caught you with a 17-year-old or something? And I was like, okay, why didn't this come out before he won the Golden Globe?
Right. Why all of a sudden is this your opportunity?
Are you now saying it because... Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to say I know what it's like to be a Hollywood star because I don't. But if you're a young guy starting out, you've probably made some mistakes with women. You've probably overstepped your bounds because people are telling you your ego is bigger than it is. And you've probably said some stupid things and done some stupid things towards women. But at some point, there needs to be some kind of forgiveness for some of this stuff. If he didn't rape somebody, if he didn't... I'm digging myself into a hole, but... And I don't know how to get this point across other than, like... Like, everybody's got baggage. Everybody's got something in that they don't want known about them. And this just seems like we're just going to drag everybody's crap out. And no matter what, we're going to ruin people's lives, even if they've made a mistake.
Right.
And I don't know how we come back from this other than just women are in charge from now on. And men become the oppressed sex. I don't know.
Sure. It's going to be hard.
I mean, because now all of a sudden, did you see the story about like, what's his name? Marky Mark, whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg.
Up his, yeah.
He's got to give up the money because the studio...
Well, he doesn't have to.
I know, but he's giving it up because the studio decided to pay him more than Michelle Williams.
Well, that's not the case.
Oh, it's not?
So the case is his contract did not allow for reshoots.
Oh, okay.
So they had to renegotiate to have him come in and do reshoots. Her contract stated that she would do reshoots for a flat fee of $80 a day.
Oh, okay.
So this has nothing to do with him being a man, unless you're saying by being a woman she had a stupid contract, but it had nothing to do with, yeah.
Okay.
Any of that shit.
So that's come out since I read the story. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it just seems like every other day there's something new about somebody that was respected at one time doing something terrible to somebody else and now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad.
Did you see the Eliza Dushku thing?
Is she the one who was raped by the stunt coordinator?
Well, see, so there's differing stories. One side of it is that she was raped. The other side is that she was molested. Look, terrible that happened to her. She wasn't wanting that. But it was like 1993.
Well,
people just need to speak up.
Yeah, but they don't. Because, you know, you think somebody's got power over you, so you're not going to say anything.
Yeah, but a stunt guy? Come on. If you say something, I'm going to cut the harness and you're just going to fall to your death.
Well, no, but, you know, I'm pretty well connected here in Hollywood, and if it gets out that you're difficult to work with, well, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
So much for your career there, Toots.
Now,
however, if you show me some love... then, you know, maybe I can help you. Oh, could you please help me get on to the CW to do only science fiction shows? That would be awesome. I would do anything.
Could you introduce me to Joss Whedon, who will later go on to be accused of...
Joss Whedon, shit. Bryan Singer, Ryan Murphy. Yes.
Ryan Gosling?
No. I don't know. Somebody else. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I... It's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you come back and say, you know, you're not there, you have no information whatsoever.
Right.
And you don't know what was going through that person's mouth, my mind.
We know it was in the mouth.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. So, and, you know, the question's always going to be, why did you wait so long?
Right.
But you look at some of these shitty human beings like, you know, Weinstein and say, well, he probably, you know... threaten people.
Well, I see that. I mean, I can see in his position where he can make people's lives miserable.
Right.
It's just like something like that where it's like the stunt guy who's got power over you to not say anything. And maybe you're right. Maybe it is like, you know who my cousin is, or, you know, he's the casting director for the next movie. I can make your life completely difficult.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it's good that people are now empowered to speak up.
Yeah.
But at what cost?
Right.
And how much of it is just awkwardness?
Right, exactly.
You know, a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of whatever.
Well, that's why the Aziz Ansari thing just seems like they're just trying to make his life a living hell now.
Well, I mean, they've done that to everybody. They did it to Al Franken. They did it to John Lasseter. You know, I'm surprised there's not this major, you know, effort underway to remove Stan Lee from every Marvel movie.
John Lasseter was accused?
John Lasseter had to step down from Pixar.
Where the fuck was I? When did this happen?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently you're the only one he didn't touch.
Did he touch you?
No, he did not.
Show us on the doll.
Never met the man. Never met the man.
No. It's the only guy you never met.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
See?
Oh, it was November.
Yeah.
John Lasseter announced that he was taking a 6-month leave of absence after acknowledging missteps in his behavior with employees in a memo to the staff. He had a history of alleged sexual misconduct towards employees. Wow.
So they say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think that was Pixar's dirty little secret?
Well, yeah, I would guess so.
Like, have you ever seen those videos of the tours of the Pixar building where there's like secret rooms that are like lounges and stuff?
They're like covered with black leather and have like swings.
Well, just like, hey, John wants to see you in the dungeon or whatever they call it. And they're like, oh, fuck, really?
Damn it.
And he wants you to come alone. No.
Oh, this just in. Steven Seagal.
Oh, well, come on. Who didn't see that coming?
Yeah, it's... but then again, okay, so you have all of these stories.
Right.
So then they interviewed Sharon Stone, who's, you know, a very current actress. We've all seen her most recent work, correct?
Sure.
Asking her if she was ever put in an uncomfortable position during her time in Hollywood.
Okay.
And she said, I didn't come here with any protection. I've seen it all. okay.
I mean, she claims that she never knew about the shot in Basic Instinct.
Yeah, right.
Until she saw the movie and was horrified. Like, so they just knew that you were going commando?
Yeah.
And they literally lit a shot of your
yes.
vagina?
Yes.
And you didn't know what was going on, really? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a screwed up world.
Well, yeah.
You know, I don't know what to do at this point.
I think it's time to go live in another shithole country.
I think so too. I mean, I'm looking at the Caribbean every other week going, I'd probably buy a bar for a couple of $1,000.
There you go.
You only work 9 to 5 because that's when the cruise ships leave.
You have a leg up because you'd be speaking English.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
You do an Indiana Jones themed bar restaurant.
Sure.
You can wear your fedora to work every day. You can carry a whip.
I just need to take all my memorabilia shit and, you know, open a bar.
All the wait staff looks like not Nazis, but the the
yes,
the whatever the natives are in the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The Jovitos.
The Jovitos.
Yes,
they're all dressed like Jovitos.
Okay.
On the hour, a big boulder comes rolling through the restaurant.
Oh, that could be like the hourly eruption of the Margaritaville volcano.
Exactly. Exactly. But you have to come up with a real clever name. I don't...
I would name it C-3PO after the plane and see if anybody got it.
Club Obi-Wan?
Well, you could do that too. Club Obi-Wan. Have a Chinese restaurant.
Short rounds.
Hey guys, can I offer you a short round? Monkey skill dessert.
There you go. See, there's a ton of possibilities.
Yes, there are.
And you'd be in a different country. Disney couldn't touch you for copyright infringement.
Right.
By that time, you have so much money, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because everybody would get off the boat going, want to go to the Indiana Jones restaurant?
Yeah, right.
And everybody would say yes. I think it's a plan.
Yeah, okay.
I'm personally moving to Norway, but whatever.
Norway's expensive and cold and rainy. I've been there. I would not recommend Norway.
I don't know. If you look at like their healthcare system and all the other stuff, it might be worth the extra cost. I like rain.
I don't know. It was kind of miserable. And it's really expensive.
It's okay.
Like
$10
for a slice of pizza.
Have you seen the Norwegian women? Come on.
Those are just the ones in the ad campaign.
I don't know.
Yeah. The ones who actually live there look like elk.
Well, I'll just have to move where the ad campaigns are shot.
Yeah.
So which Caribbean island would you want to live on?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the hurricane patterns.
Okay, so not Puerto Rico.
Not Puerto Rico, not St. Martin, not St. Thomas.
Not Haiti.
Well, that's a shithole.
The Dominican Republic.
No. I don't know. I'd have to give it some thought.
I mean, I think most of them get hit by hurricanes at some time, don't they?
They do. Maybe I build a bar that's a bunker.
Ooh, there you go.
With its own generators and all that stuff. Oh, a microbrewery.
There you go.
That when there's a storm coming, you offer to sell cots.
There you go. All right, I got the name of your bar.
Uh-oh, what is it?
The Well of Souls.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, see?
I like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You don't like the Raven Bar?
No.
No? I like Well of Souls. That's pretty good.
Yeah, see?
That's not bad.
And you like, if you're going to build the bunker, then you make it look like the Well of Souls, like the actual set with the giant statues. You don't need snakes all over the ground because snakes will probably wander in anyway. But I think that's the theme of the bar. And you get an Ark of the Covenant up above the bar.
Right.
And maybe, you know what you do? Okay. So you hire a couple of actors that once an hour, they walk very carefully with the Ark of the Covenant through the restaurant.
Ooh.
Dressed like Indian Sala.
Uh-huh.
They don't say anything to anybody. They just slowly walk through a defined path around the tables. And they go into the back, and then an hour later they come out with it. It's like just very subtle streetmosphere.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
You could decorate the whole thing because I've seen your design sense.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're capable of.
Yep.
And then you sell the idea to Disney for millions of dollars, and then they put one at Disney Springs, and you can retire.
Here you go. And I retire, and that's the end of it.
That's right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's right.
That sounds like a plan.
Maybe every half an hour you have Nazis come through asking people for tickets.
Yes.
No ticket. Then you just throw them out. I think that's a plan.
I like it.
Glad I could help you with your dream.
Well, thank you.
Remember me.
I appreciate it.
When you're having fun.
Well, you'll get a free drink.
Oh, thanks.
Oh. Yeah.
Anything
for, anything from the bottom shelf.
Anything out of the squirt gun.
Yes.
I don't drink, so, you know. That's real easy for you. Getting off light, mister.
That's right.
So I was really hoping that by today we would have seen the trailer for Solo.
Yeah, no.
I was reading some stuff before we got on, and apparently now they're thinking February.
Yeah.
From what is being reported, and I don't know who had said this, but right now they're in the middle of some pickup shots.
Yep.
And they don't want to release the trailer until after the pickup shots are done.
That's interesting.
My question is, you can't cut a trailer around whatever the hell you're picking up?
Right.
Like, you literally, all you have to do is show some headshots of people in costume and,
yep,
the Millennium Falcon. Big thing at the end says Solo with May.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't believe if that holds true, if we're not going to see anything till the Super Bowl.
Well, and you know, they could even tease it by doing footage from the existing films.
Yeah.
With one of those, you've never seen your heroes like this before. And then the final thing is basically that one shot that's already been circulating around of the whole cast inside the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, something.
And then, you know, fade to a star jump or something.
I mean, by that time, it'll be 3 months.
Yep.
To the movie premiere. And not a thing, not one stitch of advertising. No. No, I mean, we talked last time that Disney's preparing to lose money on it, but
yep.
Then push it back to December. I would completely understand if they came out and said, here's a teaser trailer. And at the end of the teaser trailer, it says Christmas 2018. And give them an extra 6 months, 7 months to play
fix it. Sure.
But just staying in fucking May and not releasing anything 5 months out, they should be, I don't know.
They should be very concerned.
I hope Ron Howard can pull this out, but
yes.
I don't know. I don't feel like it's going to happen. There had been things that I had read where I guess at some point they were going to release it last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh, we're going to release it on Monday morning on Good Morning America.
Yes.
And came and went, nothing.
Yep.
And then I read the thing tonight saying, oh, well, they don't want to release it until after they're done shooting. What?
Yeah, that's a little fishy, isn't it?
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, we want the Last Jedi to calm down before we put anything out. Why? You're not taking anything.
Don't you want to take on that hype?
Exactly. You're not taking anything away from the Last Jedi.
Yeah.
All you're doing now is pissing people off.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to stir up interest by not giving them anything of interest. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if this takes off. Because Rogue One did so well. And, you know, you're... Is Solo the movie people want to see? Or is Solo the movie today's people want to see? Well, as opposed to, you know, what if you did a Poe Dameron origin story or something else, you know?
Right. I mean, nobody asked for a Han Solo movie.
No.
Nobody... When the anthology series was announced... They announced Rogue One, a Boba Fett film, and I want to say that's when they also talked about the Han Solo film.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, do the Boba Fett film first.
Right.
Everybody wants to see a film about Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
And they canceled that one because the director had made a god-awful movie mess out of Fantastic Four.
Right. See, I would like to see a kind of a what was that movie? The Ungrateful Seven, whatever the hell that was.
The Magnificent Seven?
No, the other one.
The Hateful Eight?
The Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
With bounty hunters.
Yeah.
Where they're all after the same prey. And they're all trying to kill each other, and I think that would be a killer movie.
Yes, that would be amazing.
I'm not sure that I need to see Han Solo anymore, and I love Han Solo.
Right, and that's the thing. Like now, all these pictures have come out of the Millennium Falcon, where it looks completely different.
Well, the Millennium Falcon's looked different every time it's been on screen, so you can't really.
Well, but not dramatically different. Not.
Well, like they added ground effects and bumper stickers, you know?
Well, it is a different color.
Yeah, it's older.
And it's got, instead of the two split pylon things in the front, there's only one. And the dish sits kind of flat up against the hull of the ship instead of being like up and out. So that just seems like a toy money grab.
Well, of course.
Well, it's the Millennium Falcon, man.
But it's not. It's the Millennium Falcon from a different age.
Well, still.
Yeah. We will have to wait and see.
Well, we're going to be waiting forever, apparently.
Just a few more weeks. That's all I ask for. A few more weeks.
I don't know. It's very disconcerting that Disney is letting this happen.
Well, yeah.
I mean, and honestly, there has only been out of the four films, they're at a 50-50 track record with their movies at this point. I mean, the more that I watch Rogue One, the more that I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the reshoots and the missteps with the trailer using the footage that was not in the movie to...
Yeah, but isn't that the state of movie making as it is today?
But then, so you had all that drama. The J.J. Abrams movie goes okay. The Rian Johnson movie goes okay. They start production on Han Solo, and with 3 weeks to go, they fire the two directors.
Right.
They have to bring in somebody to shoot 80% of the film over and make something out of it. Like, this just does not...
Mistakes happen.
It just seems like in the era that we live in where release dates are given before a script is written.
Well, I think that's the problem with the industry, is that rather than waiting till you know what you're doing, you're just going to say, oh, and it's coming out here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody does that. The theme parks do it. movies do it, TV does it, and then all of a sudden you're like, what happened to that show about the thing that I really wanted to see? And then suddenly it's like, oh, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's their biggest problem is, you know, at least when George Lucas was in charge, there was an effort of mapping it out and saying, this is when we want this trilogy to come out.
But that's a different day and age.
Well, I just don't think this day and age works anymore. It's broken.
Well, we're going to find out in a couple of months, aren't we?
I guess. I mean, I don't... It's going to have to be one charming motherfucking movie in order to save the reputation of a bunch of people.
Maybe this is the sacrifice.
Maybe. But with a property like Star Wars, there shouldn't have to be a sacrifice.
Oh, there's always got to be a sacrifice. That's just the way it is.
I guess. I mean, when they announced a new movie every year for the rest of our lives.
Right.
You know, it was a fun feeling to think that, hey, we're going to get a new Star Wars film every single year.
Sure.
And you get to play in this universe and it's going to be great and blah, 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 blah. And then as they started coming out, it was like, well, maybe you guys should like do it every other year. And give the filmmakers a chance to maybe like stretch their wings a little bit.
There are bound to be missteps. I mean, did you see the revelation as to why they decided not to pursue the expanded universe? Why suddenly all of that became taboo?
No.
It's because in the expanded universe, when they were writing novels, they couldn't figure out what to do with Chewbacca, because he doesn't talk. So they killed him by dropping a giant moon on him.
Okay.
And so Chewbacca's dead in the expanded universe.
Okay.
And they didn't want to kill off Chewbacca.
So Chewbacca's the reason?
So he's one of apparently several reasons, but yes.
Look, I'm okay with them changing deciding what's canon and what's not.
Sure.
It's completely their product. I understand they're looking at this gigantic expanded universe and they say, we got to pare this down because we're not going to do Mara Jade and we're not going to do Jace Solo and that
Jason and Jaina. Yeah. Yep.
I get that. I get them saying we're taking this in a different direction, but the corporate greed of we're going to do one a year and we're going to hit these deadlines no matter what.
Sure.
It doesn't make sense.
But that's how we do things,
I guess. And
it doesn't need to make sense. Just spend your money. All there is to it. Just spend your money.
You don't think there's going to be like Star Wars burnout at some point?
Of course. At some point, people are just going to get fed up with it.
I mean, Disney has to be standing up and looking at the divided backlash from The Last Jedi.
Sure. But they're also looking at their numbers going, damn.
Yeah, well, I know so, when he talks.
That's all it is these days. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It makes money. There
I know,
you go.
But it used to be quality over quantity, and now we're backwards.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Used to be. That's all there is to it.
I mean, and like you said, there will be missteps. I mean, there are missteps in Marvel.
Yep.
Not every Marvel movie is perfect or good. And the majority of them are entertaining, but Star Wars should be better than that.
But it doesn't have to be anymore.
I know.
Just has to be good enough. And that's the world we live in.
It's sad to see your fandom die.
Well, sure it is. Incredibly sad to see your childhood die.
Yeah.
You just have to get to the point where it's like, okay, this is no longer mine, I can move on. Or, you know.
Well, and I'm there. I'm definitely there. The second time seeing The Force Awakens, not The Force Awakens, the Last Jedi was better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I had already been disappointed and I was ready to go just watch the film.
Sure.
And the only thing that does is sets the bar really low for the next one for me.
Well, that's good.
And all I have to do is make it better than this one and I'll be okay.
Uh-huh.
But if J.J. Abrams completely fucks us up even further, it may get to the point where I'm not watching those movies in a theater anymore.
Well, okay. That's your choice.
Because
we talked about this before. It's like, we are no longer the target audience.
No, and there's only one shot in The Last Jedi that was worth being in a theater for.
And that was Princess Leia flying across space.
No.
No?
No. That was probably the one shot they could have left out. The jump to light speed into the other ship.
Yes.
Looked incredible on a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was worth being in the theater for. None of the other stuff made it worthwhile. And it just may be one of those things of like, huh, okay, I don't have to go on opening day to see these anymore. I can wait 4 months until it's out, and I can watch it at home.
Well, what about the idea of the DVD dropping on the same day as the movie?
That would be incredible.
Can you imagine how that goes? I mean, I wonder what it would do to box office. In that, would it hurt it, or would it just increase the profits, because now all of a sudden, not only did you get to see the movie, you get to take it home and see it again.
So would the idea be that you can only get it at the theater?
No. I think they drop at the same time.
So at 7 o'clock on Thursday night,
you can go to Best Buy and pick it up on Blu-ray or 4K or whatever it is you want.
See, and you're taking a bigger risk that way.
Because, I don't know. Are you?
Well, because if I spent $20, $25 on a Blu-ray.
Versus $25 to go to the theater.
Well, say it's just me, so it's $10.
Okay. You don't go to the good theater.
Well, I go to a theater with recliners and whatever.
Yeah,
It's a nice theater.
Okay.
The ticket prices are a little bit lower here.
Okay.
So $25 for a Blu-ray versus $10 for a ticket.
Yep.
If I don't like that movie, I'm down $15 and I'm stuck with a disc that I'm never going to watch again.
So do you think people will wait and see it in the theater and then make a decision to purchase it?
I would.
Okay.
I would go, I would spend the $10, and then if I really liked it, if it was something that I knew that I was going to watch over and over, I'd go straight to Best Buy right out of the movie theater.
Okay.
And say, I got to go get that. Or go home and digitally download it or whatever. I think what they should do is they should offer a package where it's on demand the same time as it starts in the theater. So that you can watch it at home, but it's $50 to watch it at home.
And then you
invite some people over. And you all chip in to watch the movie together.
So it's like a pay-per-view.
Kind of, yeah. So you still get the audience vibe because you have people there, but you're in your own home.
Sure.
I would do that all the time. I think that'd be way better than having to drive to the theater. You know,
having to encounter other people.
Yes. Because as I get older, I've noticed that I really don't like groups of people.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, I almost start to freak out a little bit. To the point where I'm like, all right, I got to go find somewhere that's not as crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, theme parks, malls, fucking movie theaters. Like, it's just... And now, so the movie theater here, much like the one you go to, has assigned seating.
Yes.
So you don't know who's going to sit next to you.
Right.
There's never that buffer seat anymore of like, you know, because when you used to go just in like find a row to sit in.
Right. You could find a row that nobody else was in.
Or you would go and you would leave an empty seat between you and the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have God knows who sitting next to you, hacking up a lung.
Or, taking off their shoes.
Or you get that one guy that's sitting next to you that's got it like. Laugh louder than anybody in the theater mm-hmm. and make stupid comments at the screen. And it just fucking destroys the movie going experience.
Sure.
So I would much rather spend the extra money and watch it at home.
So what if it was a stripped down disc you could only buy? You could only buy the movie. And then you had to wait 3 or 4 months until you got all the extras. Would you buy it again?
With the state that DVD releases are in or Blu-ray releases are in now, where a lot of them don't have a bunch of extra stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it would matter to me.
Okay.
I mean, and now, like if you do Movies Anywhere or Vudu or one of those and you buy them digitally, they come with all the extras anyway.
Right.
So... You know, they would make a deal of like purchase this now, you just get the movie and in 3 months, the extras unlock or whatever.
Oh yeah.
You know, you could do that.
Sure.
But I don't know. I mean, it's all a gamble at that point of whether or not you like the movie enough to risk owning a disc that you may only ever watch once.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, I know that there are probably dozens of movies on your shelf that are still in the cellophane.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a completist, right?
Yes, I am. See? It's painful. It is painful. Yes.
I know. But, you know, someday when you're dead, that'll all just be sitting there.
Well, you know, when I'm dying in the hospital, I'll have a stack full of movies to watch. And there you go.
All right, so you're laying in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
The doctor says you've only got short time left, a couple hours.
Yep.
And you say, I want to watch a movie. What movie is the last movie you ever watch?
Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I think I'd want to watch Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Maybe the original Star Wars. I don't know. It had to be something from my childhood, though.
Right.
Because it wouldn't be like an Iron Man or anything like that. Maybe Blade Runner.
Yeah, that'd be too deep for being your last movie.
Well, you time it so when Roy Batty dies at the end, you die too.
Oh, there you go.
So just as he says, it'll all be lost like tears in the rain, his head goes down and you die. Exactly.
Okay.
It would be poetic.
Sure. I could see that. At this exact moment, you need to pull the plug.
That's right. Hey, Doc, can you time this like down to the second? Because I have an idea.
Yeah.
Last meal?
I don't know. That's tough. I don't know. I don't know. I would have to think on that.
Yeah. anything that you've ever eaten, you can have, no matter from where.
Oh, I don't know. See, they'd have to go get it. And well, it may not be readily available. It's not like, oh, I want a couple of crunchy tacos.
No. It's,
oh, I'd like the chimichanga from this little restaurant on the beach in Cozumel.
So.
And then you have to hang on.
No. So the deal is no matter what you ask for, it's readily available no matter how far magically? They have to go to get it. Yes, magically.
Oh, well then if you have that kind of damn magic, why am I dying? Come on. Go 50 years in the future, find a goddamn cure, and come back here.
It's only with food. They can only do it with food.
Oh, well, maybe there's miracle food.
No.
All right.
There's nothing from your childhood that you'd be like, oh, I've got to have that one last time?
There's so many things I would have to have one last time. That's the problem.
Your mom's fried chicken or something?
No, not my mom's fried chicken. Oh. My dad's fried chicken.
Your dad's fried chicken? Okay.
Dad would fry the chicken.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I could not decide so quickly. I would need a sampler. I would need a poo-poo platter.
Well, you could probably do that in this scenario.
In this scenario.
Yeah.
You're going to die. But magically, we can get you all your favorite foods from childhood.
Why you gotta rip this apart? It's just a fucking scenario, man. Jeez.
Poking at the holes. That's what I'm doing.
I would get a what would I want?
Those nasty sausage roll things?
No.
Oh, okay.
I would want a bacon cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
From the Ocean Queen Diner circa 1993 in Brick, New Jersey.
See, if they could do that, they could cure whatever the hell it is you have.
With a side of mozzarella fries.
See, I just don't buy it anymore.
Ugh.
It's all a scam.
It's just a question. It's just a scenario.
I know, and I'm trying to, you know, reason with your scenario, but, you know... Makes no sense to me.
Oh, Jesus, man. Why are you so analytical?
Because that's who I am.
Can't just play along. You can't just be like, oh, no. I'd want Boston baked beans.
Oh, bleh. Sure, that's my last meal. I want to go into the other world farting.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I'd want some turkey and some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
I can't think of, like, one fantastic meal that I would want to have again.
There's nothing that, like comes into your memory of, like, wow, that's the best whatever I've ever had, and I'd want that one more time.
No, because I've had the opportunities to go back and have them again. You know?
Okay. No restaurant that has ever closed where you were like, oh man, they had the best frog legs ever.
You know, I did. You know what I miss? I miss the onion rings at Popeyes.
They don't have Popeyes where you are?
They do, but they don't sell the onion rings anymore.
Oh, okay. So they can magically bring a giant batch of onion rings from Popeyes.
But they can't cure what I have.
No.
See, that's my argument.
No.
You've squandered your future magic on something stupid instead of something good. Oh, yes, I've got the Sambo's chicken strip basket. That's what I want. I'll take cancer over that any day.
Jesus. All right, fine. Hey, it was just a scenario. It was just a question.
Uh-huh.
And then you had to read way too much into it and ruin it.
But that's what I do.
Oh.
It makes this thing interesting.
Yeah, okay.
People listen.
Way to close out the show on a downer. Jesus.
Oh.
You have anything else to talk about before we go?
No.
No? All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
It's John.
Have a good week.
All right. What's the difference between marriage and death?
What?
Dead people are free.